comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Let me say right at the outset of tonight's show that we do have a warning on this show for tonight, simply because of the subject matter. Now, the warning is pretty simple. It says some viewers may find the topic and some of the graphics in tonight's show to be disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Children should not watch tonight's show. That may also apply to those of you who are listening by radio. We're going to be talking about a topic tonight that is rather horrifying, and it's real. And, you know, if you are squeamish, you don't need to listen to tonight's show. And more especially, if you're watching, you don't need to watch tonight's show if you're very squeamish. And children should not be watching or listening to the show tonight. So take that under advisement. Do what you will. Make your decisions about it. But we are going to be talking tonight about what a lot of people are calling the zombie apocalypse. We publish a free weekly newspaper. It is called The K-Files, and I'd like for you to be getting it. I mean, really, why aren't you? I mean, sit down and just, you know, if you can write one sentence to explain how there's any genius in not getting it, well, then, you know, you've got a reason not to be getting it. It's free, and there's no reason not to be getting it. It's a great publication. We give it away free. It comes out each and every week. We send it to your email. So if you're not subscribed, scoot on over to kevinsmithshow.com and click where it says K-Files and then subscribe. I think it asks you one very difficult question, and that is your email address. I think that's it. And you will get an automatic email immediately that ask you to activate. There's a link to click so you can activate your subscription. We have at the Kevin Smith Show a fabulous, fabulous members community. Now, the members community contains our forums, which are hot. And I mean, and especially right now, there's some really hot stuff happening in the forums right now, very interesting stuff. And you want to be a part of that. We also have a chat room. You get your own blog page. You get your own photo album where you can upload your photos to your photo album, your own friends page. You get the video galaxy of videos to watch. You also get to watch this show live each and every night. And just lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff. Well, folks, is one of the ways that we're able to continue broadcasting because it's $7.50 per month to be a member. Only $7.50. I can tell you that it is well worth several times that amount, but $7.50. So if you're not a member, why not join tonight and get in all the really great stuff. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I stated earlier, tonight we're going to be talking about some very heavy stuff, some pretty gory, pretty horrifying stuff here tonight. And for that reason, normally we don't have any sort of a warning on this show. It's, you know, it's kind of G-rated normally. And it is tonight. It's just that the subject matter is so intense that I think for children and for some other adults in the audience, it may be disturbing. And if you think you might be one of those, or if you have children in the house, take this warning under advisement and take the appropriate action. We don't want anybody really upset here. Most especially, we don't want children upset. The zombie apocalypse. Now see, when I say that, and when I put it in emails or put it on the Facebook wall, there are people that immediately do the, oh yeah, right, ha ha, thing. That's their reaction to it. But it's all over the internet. And people were, you know, it's just been this whole zombie theme has just been the hot thing this year. But since the horrifying attack in Florida, where you're very familiar with it, where there was a man attacking another man and eating his face alive while the man was alive. Bad enough to be a cannibal, but biting and eating his face while the man was alive. The perpetrator of that crime, finally, the only thing the police could do was to shoot him in order to save the other man's life. And even shooting him, just shooting him, didn't have the effect it would normally have on a normal individual. I think they had to shoot him several times before he was finally down. But since that attack, this whole zombie thing hasn't been a game. It hasn't been just funny, ha-ha. People have been taking this very, very seriously. And in fact, it's been trending now on the web for several days. Well, why? What is a zombie anyway? Well, technically a zombie is a reanimated dead body, and they refer to them as the undead. Now, there in many cultures around the world, there are stories of these beings. They vary a little bit, but you're familiar with zombies, particularly out of Jamaica and Haiti and places like that, where voodoo has a foothold. It's also in African cultures. It's also something similar to this in the Romanian culture. They're called strigoi. And strigoi are sometimes, they're sort of like vampires, and sometimes they're sort of like zombies. So, and I could keep going, but almost every culture on the planet has stories of these types of beings. But the actual word zombie means a reanimated dead body, somebody that died. And then a witch doctor has, through spells and potions, reanimated that body. And you can't say he brought them back to life, because they're not the same in the stories. Some people think it's all just fiction. And yet, you can go on the internet, you can find on YouTube some documentaries about at least one real zombie that is recognized by the village and his parents and the local priest and everybody as being a real zombie. Well, that's technically what a zombie is. And That's the word that's being applied to a string of bizarre attacks all over the United States and other places in the world as well. Recent attacks. They're applying this word zombie to it, but they really aren't zombie attacks. They are cannibal attacks. There's nothing about them that indicates that these were dead people who were reanimated. These are live people who were turned into something bizarre and really unhuman, but they are not reanimated dead people. So these are cannibal attacks. Now, unfortunately, we all, and when I say we all, I mean everybody listening to me in the United States, everybody listening to me in Canada, Mexico, Greece, Portugal, Spain, Japan, Australia, England, well, the UK, all of the UK, France, Russia, all over the Balkans, every place where people are listening to me right now. This applies. When I say we all, I mean every single one of us. We sort of know in our heads that things around the world are not exactly the same as where our feet are standing. And yet we experience the world in a very small slice. This little slice of space and this little slice of time where you are seated or standing right now, that's what you're experiencing. And to you, that's what's going on in the world. And so sometimes we think, well, whatever's going on right here is right here. And it's particular and it's special to right here. And the fact is that a lot of the things that happen to us right here, wherever here is for you, a lot of times that's going on all around the world. And this phenomena, this horrifying phenomena, is going on in a number of places around the world. But it is going on right here in the United States of America for sure, and in Canada. Just over the past 10 days or so, we have heard these stories. Now, one of these you may not have heard of until just now. But Rudy Eugene is the man who was shot by police and killed in Florida, and he was eating. He wasn't trying to eat. He was eating the face of another living human. And the police had to shoot him to get him to stop. And that's where a lot of people think, oh my God, it has started. Well, you hang on to your hat, because I'm going to tell you right now, that was not the first one. It's the first one you got to hear about, but it was not the first one. And then up in Canada, of course, this has been very, very much in the media. Luca Rocca Magnotta in Canada, on the run. And the reason that he was on the run, he's been arrested now. He was arrested in Berlin. But the reason he was on the run is because it is alleged he killed, committed sex acts on the murdered man, and then cannibalized him, and then dismembered him, and sent body parts through the mail, I think, had them delivered to various places. Alex Kenyua of Maryland. Well, Alex Kenyua of Maryland was an engineering student in university. And he was a member of the ROTC. For those around the world who don't know what the ROTC is, it is a college version of military. They're not actually in the military, and yet it's kind of an auxiliary of, and it's a reserve officer training corps is what it is. And so this guy is what we would normally call very squared away. He has been arrested now for, and what is alleged is that he murdered a guy, dismembered him, ate his heart and his brains, and then stored part of the body in the family's basement of their home and put the rest of the body, dismembered body, in a dumpster. And so he has now been arrested. All of this, all of those three, we know about within 1 week. Over this weekend, there was a case in Louisiana. And I'm not really sure that I can pronounce this guy's name, but I'll give it a try. Carl Jacquinot in Louisiana. And he has been arrested and charged. And the allegation is that he was, there was a man working out in his yard, in his own yard, and that Carl Jacquinot came into the yard, attacked him, and began trying to eat his face as well. Now, those who are watching are seeing the victim of this weekend attack by Carl Jacquinot. And he is at home. He's recovering. He was able, by the way, to get the attack to stop because he was already out working in his yard, and he had a can of wasp spray. And so he couldn't get this guy off of him, so he began spraying him with wasp spray in the face and eyes. And that's how he was able to break off this attack. Carl Jacquinot, it is alleged, then went to another house, broke in, grabbed a knife, used the knife to rob the people in the house, and got a gun. And so anyway, he's in custody now. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing he's in custody. But as I said, you know, if these are not really zombies, why are they being called zombies? Just because it's bizarre? You know, zombies, for most people, they think when they hear zombie, that's just Hollywood. It's just something in the movies. Have you ever been to the Caribbean? And have you ever left the resort and got out into the countryside and met the people? I have. And when you do, if you will listen, if you will pay attention, you will hear things that these people consider to be very, very real. And I can tell you, zombies are considered to be very, very real out in the countryside by these folks in the Caribbean. As a matter of fact, the word cannibal comes from the, I think it's either Spanish or Portuguese word for the natives that lived in what we call the Caribbean islands. And there's a reason for that. That's what they called them, and they were what we call cannibals. But if these are not really zombie attacks, if this, you know, we've just seen this bizarre behavior that is non-human behavior, other than human behavior, and very violent and horrific behavior. And we've seen a string of these in rapid succession now over the past few days. So if that's not zombies, what is it, and why are they being referred to as zombies? How did that get started? Well, it's really not actual zombie behavior. It's very aggressive, as zombies are supposed to be. It's very violent, as zombies are supposed to be. However, they are not reanimated dead folks. So why are they being called zombies? Well, it might surprise you where it comes from. It really comes from the United States government. Are you surprised? It comes from a specific person in the United States government, and his name is Ali Khan. He is the Assistant Surgeon General of the United States of America. And just a few days back, a few weeks back, on his blog, on the CDC blog website, he posted a blog called Preparedness 101, : Zombie Apocalypse. Now, a lot of people grabbed that, and they began to say the CDC is warning you of impending zombie apocalypse. Well, of course, immediately there were explanations that, no, he just used that to get your attention so that you would read the article, and it talks about being generally prepared for any kind of emergency that you might face. And if you read the article, it really does pretty much aim at that. However, he does use the theme of a zombie apocalypse as a reason to get prepared. And that's where it got started. People in the alternative genres, and this show is in the alternative genre, and I am an alternative reporter and talk show host. But people in the alternative genre grabbed it and started, you know, it was kind of like the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And they started talking about this zombie apocalypse that the CDC was warning us about. And when they started doing that, I kind of crinkled up my eyes and kind of said, oh man, here we go again. Now, I'm backing up and saying, you know, I wonder if Ali Khan and the CDC perhaps knew something that they weren't telling the rest of us, and that they felt they could not just come out and tell us. Was there something they knew that they just felt they couldn't just put it out there? They had to put it out in a sort of pablum fashion. We have to take a break. When we come back from this break, I'm going to explain to you why I'm now asking, did they know something? I'm going to explain to you in detail why I wonder if the CDC really was trying to say that a zombie apocalypse might be coming. There are reasons. All right, we'll step away for break, and we'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about what everyone is referring to as the zombie apocalypse, and people are all over the internet talking about it has begun, or has it begun? And that's what we're talking about here tonight. As we went away for break, I had told you that the origin of calling these bizarre acts, which are really cannibalism, the source for calling it zombies and zombie apocalypse is a man called Ali Khan, and he is the Assistant Surgeon General of the USA. And he is the source of that because he posted it in a blog, his blog, on the CDC blog website. And it sort of went viral after that. Everybody was talking about it. And then when these things started happening, people said, well, or when they began to be reported, people started saying, oh, it's begun. Well, you know something, probably that's not the case. Probably it's been going on for a while. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, these bizarre acts seem to be linked to the use of something called bath salts or bath salt drugs. And they're called that because they look like bath salt. The DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Administration, or Drug Enforcement Agency of the United States, claims that 34 states have seen bath salts related, in quotes, zombie attacks in the past 2 years. 34! You didn't hear about it till the one in Florida. Thank you, major media. Thank you. You people are asleep at the switch more often than anything else you do. So the DEA says, well, you know, 34 states have seen these bath salts related zombie attacks in the past 2 years. Bath salts are unregulated in China, where they are made, and in the United States. Now, the Congress of the United States is now opening hearings, and probably there will be some legislation come down that will make these bath salt drugs, these designer drugs that are being called bath salt drugs, illegal in the United States. But they are, at this moment, unregulated, and it is legal to possess them, it is legal to sell them, and they are very, very dangerous. But there seems to be some linkage between these bath salt drugs and these so-called zombie attacks. But it's not a really clear linkage. There is some kind of linkage, but it's not really clear what that linkage is. Now, let me explain. You might say, well, okay, if they smoke this, or if they ingest it, or if they snort it, and whatever matter, people do this bath salt drug, then it turns them into these cannibalistic creatures. But according to the medical community and upper level law enforcement, that's not the case. The bath salt drugs are somewhat similar to LSD. And it can make a person more agitated. It can make a person, all of us are capable of violence, even people who think they're not. We all are capable of violence if we have the right set of circumstances and if we're agitated into it. But most people, 99.999999% of the population of this earth, no matter how agitated they got and how violent they got, they don't become cannibals. And so the medical community has looked at these drugs, you know, and they have tested them. They've run all kinds of data on these drugs, and they know exactly what their content is. And they say there's nothing in there that would account for a person becoming cannibalistic. And not all people who take these bath salt drugs become cannibals. But some do. In fact, it looks like perhaps a growing number of them do. And by becoming cannibal, I mean they're into human flesh and blood. Now, not in the vampire sense. You know, a vampire wants to drink your blood because he needs it in order to survive. But these cannibalistic attacks are just absolute violence and outrageous behavior. And it's, you know, well, the guy in Florida. I mean, that's a classic example. He attacked a homeless man that was on the side of the road, took him to the ground, and started eating his face. Horrific, absolutely horrific behavior. And bath salt drugs were involved. But there's nothing in bath salt drugs that would do that. There's nothing in the chemistry of bath salt drugs that will do that. And so there's been some speculation out there that perhaps these bath salt drugs have been laced with something else. And it's not just bath salt. Let me give you an example of what we're talking about when we say that this is proliferating. Just since April, there have been, I think I counted correctly, 18 incidents of people biting body parts off of somebody else. And it's pretty bizarre, folks. I mean, just listen to this. This starts on April 17th. A man tried to bite another man, was stun gunned. On May 2nd, man bites girlfriend's lips off. On 5-3, man bites off another man's ear in a bar fight. 5-6, man kills wife, eats her forearm, and dies. 5-18, woman bites a man's ear and stabs him with a seashell. 5-21, a man bites a woman's cheek in Westchester. 5-23, man bites off tip of cousin's nose. 5-25, woman attacked, cut, bitten by 6 women in Annapolis. Hunting in packs now, are we? 5-26, a naked man eating the victim's face, shot and killed by the police. That's the one in Florida we were talking about. 5-27, the next day, a crazed Florida doctor facing charges for spitting blood on troopers and officers. 5-30, a Swedish doctor cuts his wife's lips off and ate them. 5-30, this is interesting. Chinese cannibal arrested for 20-plus murders. 5-31, this is the one from Canada, manhunt in Canada for a man who dismembered, cannibalized, and committed sex acts on another man. He has now been arrested in Berlin. 5-31, in Maryland, a man charged with killing another man, eating the man's brain and heart. 5-24, this one should have come before that one. Mao Sugiyama cooks and serves his own genitals at a banquet in Tokyo. And then on this past weekend, Carl Jacquinot attacks a man and bites his face in Louisiana. He was attempting to eat his face. So that's all with, you know, just since April 17th. And there are probably more that we don't know about. So, folks, this is not a joke. I know it sounds like it when somebody calls it the zombie apocalypse, because it's kind of cartoonish sounding. But this is not a joke. I mean, this is going on. And it's going on all over the world, but particularly here in the United States. Now, what's interesting is, remember, I said there's been some speculation because of the fact that these bath salt drugs don't actually have the chemistry that could account for turning people into cannibals. Making them wacky? Yes. It's hallucinogenic? Yes. Turning them into cannibals? There's nothing in it that can do that. There's nothing in the chemistry that can do that. So what's doing it? Well, the speculation is that perhaps the drugs are being laced with some type of designer virus. That sound pretty outlandish? Sound pretty nuts? Well, in 2010, the National Geographic, you've heard of them, right? National Geographic ran an article October 27th, 2010, and it says zombie virus possible via rabies flu hybrid. In this article, they talk about, and those who are watching, I'll come back to that graphic. This article talks about the possibility of a zombie-type virus. Now, the reason that they're talking about this possibility, this is October 27th, 2010. In 2009, a zombie virus version of rabies was found in Africa. Interesting, isn't it, how all this stuff starts in Africa? I've talked about that before. That's rather mysterious. And so now the National Geographic is talking about, in this article, how would you get rabies to become a zombie virus? One had been discovered. They're trying to say, how does that happen? And so that's what this article is about. Now, in this article, they quote from a man who is the head of an organization called Zombie Research Society. If you go to my website, and if you click on the down there where it says show info, right below the picture about tonight's show, there's some information there and some links that you can click. And I think one of the links is this National Geographic article. But the Zombie Research Society is very real. I went and looked at it. Interestingly, their home page is not there. But all the rest of their pages are there. So if you Google Zombie Research Society, you will see the Google search results for that. And if you try to go to their home page, it's not there. But all the rest of the pages are. And take a look at their advisory board. A bunch of MDs, medical doctors, PhDs in various fields. This isn't a joke. This is real. And there's a quote by the head of that Zombie Research Society. They have his name listed here as Max Moak, but it's not. It's Matt Moak. But here's what he says. All rabies has to do is go airborne, and you have the rage virus, like in 28 Days Later. That's a movie. Okay, we're going to step away for a break, and we will be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about some pretty horrifying stuff here tonight. As we went away for break, I was talking about the National Geographic article about this zombie virus. This was October the 27th, 2010, and the Zombie Research Society director said, all rabies has to do is go airborne and you have the rage virus, like in 28 Days Later, which is a movie. So how can rabies go airborne? Because, you know, we're all told that rabies is, you get rabies like if an animal is infected with rabies and it bites you, like a dog bite or a raccoon bite or any kind of wild animal that bites you that happens to be infected with rabies, then you've been exposed and you can get, and probably will get, rabies, and you have to have treatments for that. They're very, very, very painful. So how could it go from being that type of virus to one that's airborne? Well, the article discusses various ways that it could do it. And it has to take bits and pieces of other viruses. They have to be fused together. And let's take a look at what the article has to say about that. Now, this one, this name, I really will have trouble with, and it is Elan Kumaran, I think that's either, yeah, Subla. So different forms or strains of the same virus can swap pieces of genetic code through processes called reassortment or recombination, said this Elan Kumaran Subla, a virologist at Virginia Tech, who was not involved in the documentary. Now, the documentary it's referring to is a documentary that was put out by the Zombie Research Society. So this is a virologist not involved with that. But Elan Kumaran Subla said that different forms or strains of the same virus can swap pieces of genetic code through processes called reassortment or recombination. But unrelated viruses simply do not hybridize in nature. Now, that's a way of saying it without saying it, folks. That's a way of saying it. It's a way of saying that the only way that such a virus could come into being is it's manufactured. It's man-made. That makes this even more ominous. Well, now that we've had the blog that was put out there on the CDC website by Ali Khan, Assistant Surgeon General of the USA, saying, you know, Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse. Now that we've had that, and now that we've had this string of cannibalistic attacks, which really have been going on now for a couple of years, according to the DEA. But, you know, the media finally, asleep at the switch, as always, finally woke up and started reporting on it. And so you and everybody else thinks, oh, it's all just started. No, it hasn't all just started. It has hit 34 of our 50 states over the past 2 years. That's how asleep these buzzards at the major media really are. So anyway, they started reporting it, and it hit the news. It goes viral on the internet. People are talking about it everywhere, and the CDC comes out with a statement. And the statement is that the CDC does not know of a virus or condition that would reanimate the dead or one that would present zombie-like symptoms. CDC spokesman David Daigle said on Thursday, after a string of strange incidents involving seemingly non-human behavior over the last week. Okay, I want us to think about that, and we do have someone on the line with me that's going to join me in this in just a moment, a guest who is going to join me in just a moment. But hang in there for just a second and pay attention to this. Look at that statement. These are not zombies. These are not reanimated dead people. So when the CDC put this statement out, it's a non-starter, right from the start. The CDC does not know of a virus or condition that would reanimate the dead or one that would present zombie-like symptoms. These people don't have zombie-like symptoms. They do not have zombie-like symptoms. So the CDC has addressed the issue without addressing the issue. They did not say, we don't know of anything that could cause this. What they said is, we don't know anything that could cause zombies. And so it gave them an out. You know, I was talking with someone who told me, just a speculation. They knew this was coming. They knew it was going to increase. They know what's behind it. They understand and know exactly what's going on. And so they had Ali Khan put out a blog to label it Zombie Apocalypse. And then it all hits the news. And then they come and deny knowledge of anything about zombies. It isn't zombies. They are not telling us the straight truth here. I'm not saying they're lying. they probably don't know of anything that can reanimate the dead. They probably don't know of any condition that can cause zombie-like symptoms. But these people don't have zombie-like symptoms. Their symptoms are they're crazy, they're outrageous, and they're mean as hell. And they'll eat your face. They're not zombies. And so the CDC has a plausible deniability here. They can deny any knowledge of anything about zombies. But it was their guy who first called it zombies when it's not zombies. Does that make sense? Now, how serious should you take this? Well, I think you ought to take it pretty seriously because the U.S. military has zombie weapons. Those who are watching are seeing one right now. It's called the AA-12 full automatic shotgun. It shoots 300 rounds per minute. Think of that. Guys, all of you who have shot 12-gauge shotguns, think about shooting 300 rounds in 1 minute, full automatic. This is a U.S. Marine shooting the zombie shotgun. On the line with me is Jeff. And Jeff is going to talk with us a little bit about this evening. And Jeff, welcome to the show, by the way. I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Kevin.
Okay, now, Jeff, let me ask you a question. Do you have a firearm dealer's license?
No, I don't.
Okay. But you're very familiar with firearms, and why are you familiar with firearms?
I've grown up with them all my life. I've been involved with various military things, and
yeah, I know you don't want to get too specific. I understand. But let me say, folks, I happen to know why he's very, very familiar with firearms. Jeff, you told me something that I wanted you to share with the audience about all of these gun manufacturers having zombie weapons. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I recently went to purchase a new shotgun. And the dealer actually had exactly what I was looking for, except as I was looking this shotgun over, it was made by a company called Mossberg. They supply a lot of hunting shotguns for sportsmen, and more importantly, they've been supplying shotguns for the U.S. military for years. They're also a big favorite of Israeli special forces. And he handed me this one shotgun. I thought it was pretty cool until I saw this big neon green logo on the side of it. And I said, "What is this?" And he said, "Oh, this is their zombie line." And I said, "What?" He said, "Zombie line. Yeah, it's all the rage. All the gun manufacturers have zombie lines and stuff. It's a big craze. As a matter of fact, there's specific bullets that are guaranteed to kill zombies." And one of the big U.S. manufacturers of law enforcement ammunition, Hornady, also makes a whole guaranteed line of zombie-killing bullets. I was just taken aback, and then I found out my local...
Hang on. We'll find out what you found out in just a minute. We have a break taking over. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. For those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And my sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour. We do have a warning in place, and that warning is some viewers may find and listeners may find this topic and some of the graphics in tonight's show to be disturbing. Viewer, listener discretion is advised. Children should not watch or listen to tonight's show. So there's the warning. Take appropriate action. And it's just that it's so horrific that, wow. You know, one of these in that list of all of these bizarre happenings, one of these is a guy that in Hackensack stabbed himself. This is on 529. He stabs himself, cuts himself open, and throws his intestines at the officers. This is not normal, folks. This is way beyond normal. This is way beyond crazy. We're talking with Jeff, and we were talking about the fact that the military has zombie guns, and Jeff, you were telling us that all of the major gun manufacturers have a line of zombie guns. A major manufacturer of ammunition for law enforcement has a line of zombie bullets guaranteed to kill zombies. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I actually asked the gentleman behind the counter. I said, they actually guarantee this to kill zombies. And he said, well, if a zombie apocalypse ever happens, I guess you probably never have to worry about making good on the warranty if they don't work. Now, I also found out the local gun range here has zombie night every month. That they have 3D targets, which are just basically target dummies, you know, like mannequin type things that you shoot at, black light. And I'm thinking, you know, here's a new marketing ploy. Okay, you know, there's a lot of movies coming out in Hollywood. That one movie that Woody Harrelson was in. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, so everybody's jumped on this. I find out that Cold Steel, big knife manufacturer, has made a lot of our special forces weapons, has a whole line of zombie killing knives. And I kind of took it sort of with a grain of salt until people started getting their faces eaten off. And let me tell you, I mean, I know this is a morbid subject, but I will never think of an open face sandwich the same way again.
I understand. You were a little bit surprised when I told you about the DEA saying that 34 of our 50 states have had these, and they put it in quotes, zombie attacks in the past 2 years. You were a little surprised at that, weren't you?
I was kind of surprised that this is just now starting to make news. Well, really not, but I would have thought that some of us would have heard about this before, but then I started doing some research on the subject and became totally horrified about what I found.
It seems that, you know, what everyone thought was just sort of, as you said, Hollywood marketing, kind of cartoonish, ha-ha, zombie thing. Really, it's not zombies, not really, but they have applied the term zombie to it, and it's for real. It's going on, and it's going on apparently not only across the United States, it's going on around the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not... I mean, we're hearing a lot about it here all of a sudden. And I think really, you know, had some of our media not had their webcams out and captured some of this live footage, you know, we may still not even know anything about it. But now it seems to be quite an intense media blitz to let us know every little incident that happened.
Well, some of the incidents, you know, some of them sound little compared to others. I mean, a guy gets the tip of his nose bitten off. Well, that's not like getting your whole face eaten. That's true. But I'll tell you, if that's the tip of your nose, folks, you don't want it bitten off. I mean, you know, but this is cannibalism. It's not zombieism. It's cannibalism. But I want you to remember the chain of events. The chain of events and it coming to your attention start with the Assistant Surgeon General of the United States of America, Ali Khan, using the term zombie apocalypse in his blog. And then later, when all of this, the media starts reporting it, and his blog was about, you know, get ready for it, and here's how to get ready for it. And this is why I wonder, did they really know something that they're not telling us? Well, then they come back with this statement now saying, the CDC does not know of a virus or condition that would reanimate the dead or one that would present zombie-like symptoms. Okay, so they've set up a straw man. Now they're denying knowledge of anything that can cause the straw man to exist. And that does not address what's going on the streets of this planet. That does not address it at all. Because what's going on is not zombies. They are mindless, out of their mind, cannibals. They're not zombies. A zombie is a reanimated dead person. And the CDC is very likely telling you the absolute truth. They absolutely don't know of something that can reanimate a dead person. I believe they're telling the truth. But that's not what this is about. They know that. And I think there's a possibility. It's my opinion that there's a possibility. They knew this was going to be an outbreak. They had their guy, Ali Khan, do the blog, knowing they could come back and deny there's any such thing as zombies. They know of no virus or condition that could cause a dead person to be reanimated. So they're denying something that doesn't even exist anyway. And people think, well, the CDC's on top of this. They say they don't know anything about it. That isn't what they said. They didn't say they don't know about it. They said they don't know about zombies, and this is not that. Jeff, what do you think of that assessment?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. However, they did know, and I'll tell you why. And some of the things, and I don't know if you got any of these links that I sent you recently, but found a little article on a site called SIDRAP. SIDRAP is the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. They help write the infectious disease policy for the United States government. And they're a part, branch of the University of Minnesota. And there was an article written and actually grant money that was given out in 2004. As a matter of fact, there was an article written by a gal by the name of Amy L. Becker, who's a staff writer for SIDRAP, on September 21st, 2004, that they were providing grant money to start studying a lot of these animal-type diseases and work with veterinarians because a lot of things were being done either knowingly or unknowingly, and this was in combination with veterinarians and animal disease experts, because a lot of these diseases were crossing over. Now, we all already know that based on that article of National Geographic, this doesn't occur naturally. So somebody had to create this. Somebody had to figure out a way to take a, you know, something normally we think of rabies, or the rondovirus is something that causes a dog to go rabid and crazy. Well, in 2004, they were wanting to study this in combination with veterinarians about these crossovers that were going on with animal diseases in humans. I'm getting a sneaking impression here that, well, they obviously knew about it in 2004, because this is the group at the University of Minnesota that helps define policy for, you know, for the Surgeon General's office and things of this nature. Interestingly enough, a doctor had also announced something similar to this in 2001 and provided a link to HRSA.gov, which is it's a Department of the Health and Human Services. Human Resources Service Administration, or it's an arm of the Health and Human Services. Interestingly enough, that was putting out also federal money for contractors to study this, and in specific, this whole rondovirus, which is rabies, and the fact that it was airborne. And guess what? That link, which you can find all over the internet, doesn't exist anymore, and it's one of the few things on that website that even the Wayback Machine doesn't have an archive for.
Surprise, surprise.
However, a little bit of extra sleuthing led me to find that on their website. And they were putting out quite a bit of money for people to study this phenomenon, specifically for bioterrorism.
Specifically for what?
Bioterrorism.
Well, do you think it's possible that something like that is being salted into this bath salt drugs and distributed that way?
Oh, I'm sure it's possible. The disconcerting thing is talking about an airborne version of this.
Well, of course, every airborne virus can also be caught via saliva and so forth. It's not that you can't get it that way. It's that you can get it that way, and it is airborne.
Yeah, but let's just say, for example, that say some of these bath salts were laced with this virus,
mm-hmm.
if indeed it exists. At the writing of these articles, they didn't say specifically that they existed, but the possibility of them existing existed. And that one of the articles actually referenced a 1956 study by our own government for creating an airborne rabies virus.
And that was for the purposes of biowarfare, is that right?
Yeah, for use as a biological weapon.
Mm-hmm. So this, when National Geographic talks about, well, it could be developed, they're talking about it in 2010. They say it could be developed, and they describe, you know, what would have to happen, and that it could not happen naturally. It has to be manufactured. So when they say this in 2010, they're way behind the curve, because already back in 1956, our government was working on it.
Well, we were studying the possibility. Now, the article, the National Geographic article, specifically states it would take quite a feat of science to create this. However, a show you just did recently about the guy in California that released all this stuff about this really nasty virus proves that that technology exists now.
You're talking about the show I did about the H5N1?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that show, by the way, folks, is called Did This Man Just Kill You? So if you're a member, you can find that in the archives in the K-Pods.
And that particular research and how that was done and what was disclosed is exactly what National Geographic said would be a huge feat, but we know it's possible now.
Yeah. Okay, so we have proof, well, not proof, we have evidence that technologically the development of such a virus that colloquially is being called zombie virus, but it's not zombies, folks. It's that's not what it is. And so the CDC can deny any knowledge of zombies and zombie virus and be telling you the truth, because that's not what this is. But we can now say the evidence exists that they've been working on a virus like that since at least sometime in the 1950s. Started talking about it in 1956. Maybe started working on it in the 1950s, and certainly by 2001 it was being worked on. All right, now we know that, and we know these bath salts are coming from China, and we know that there is some kind of link between these cannibal attacks, a lot of them, not all of them, and these bath salt drugs. But there's nothing in the bath salt drugs that make you become a cannibal. And so when we speculate that they are being laced, the bath salt drugs being laced with perhaps a virus, it is speculation. We know that such a virus exists. We know it's possible. We know it exists. And we know that there is some kind of linkage with these bath salts. But here is a leap that I'm not prepared to make, because I was talking with someone else about this today, Jeff, who said, well, I wouldn't put it past the Chinese. Well, look, you know, you don't have any evidence it's them. I also wouldn't put it past certain elements, that very dark elements, somehow affiliated with the U.S. government, to intercept, maybe even they're in control of the sale and distribution of the bath salts that come into the United States. And they could be lacing it. And that way, if it's discovered, it points a finger at China and away from them. That's a possibility as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also a possibility that bath salts may not have even been involved with these.
Well, bath salts were involved with these so-called zombie attacks in 34 states over the past 2 years, according to the DEA. So, as I said, not all of these cannibal attacks are linked to bath salts. But obviously a number of them are, because they're scattered out over 34 states and over 2 years, where bath salts were involved with people that did these cannibal attacks. So, you know, it's not a strong linkage, but I think there is somehow some kind of linkage there, that it's possible that that may be one means of distribution of the virus.
Yeah, and if they have perfected an airborne version of this, or a highly contagious version of it, you know, what happens with when somebody takes and cuts their own chest open and throws their innards at the police officer.
Well, you know, if it is a virus, if it is a virus, whenever any body fluids hit another person, we're talking about saliva, blood, or in this case, a guy cut himself open, threw his intestines at the police. Anything like that that hits another person, if it's a virus and you have it, that person is now exposed to it. If one of these creatures is eating your face, you are now exposed to if it's a virus, you're now exposed to that. Folks, I want to give you the opportunity to join this conversation. This is a very, very serious situation. I'm not saying the sky is falling. I am saying we are being attacked at another level, I think, on purpose and surreptitiously. That's my suspicion. But here it is. This is real. It's happening. It's not just the few cases you heard about in your lamestream media. It's not just that. It's cases like that that have been going on for the past 2 years that your mud-sucking media didn't tell you about. Over 34 states here in the United States. It's probably been going on around the world, and the mud-sucking media around the world haven't been telling people. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And we'd love for you to join in this conversation. We're right on the front end of this. There is a lot more information that has to be learned that we don't know yet, but this is what we do know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. Yeah, I've been following this, since it started here recently, especially with the Florida stuff. And they're blaming the bath salts for a lot of things. I don't know how true it is. I don't know what the coroners are coming up with. But I think more on a level, this is way beyond psychotic. I think it's almost like that Batman and Joker movie, where he, mix, the hairspray with the cologne, vice versa, kind of thing that's going on.
Yep, we got to take a break. Hang on, we'll come right back to you. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The Kevin Smith Show, and my IQ jumped 20 points.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with us is Terry from Ohio. Terry, we had to cut you off in mid-sentence, so the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I don't know how far or what you heard last. Do you remember? Because I didn't know you was going to a break there, so.
No, I don't remember. So, just go ahead and make your point and from the beginning, and we'll respond to it.
Okay. I was just saying that that I believe that it's something more along the line, is a Batman and Joker movie, where it's a little bit of hairspray, mixed with cologne, type of thing. is making these people, especially people probably on antidepressants, and then, the government's throwing in something else, and which is pushing them over, way over the edge.
Okay, Jeff, what do you think about it?
I don't know at all whether it's the government. I've heard some rumors about that. I know we study it. We also study a lot of other things, so I really don't know where it's coming from, but obviously somebody's playing around with their chemistry lab.
Yeah, and just because the government studies it doesn't mean they're doing this. It could be, if this is important for people to realize. When we did the Manhattan Project, the Germans were already working on atomic bombs, trying to develop them, and so were the Japanese, already working on it. And there are some people who are saying that the Japanese already had one, but we just used ours first. I don't know if that's true or not. But the point is, when you have a group of scientists working on something, you can bet there's another group of scientists somewhere in the world working on it as well. So it would not, just because our government worked on it, does not mean, and even if they developed it, doesn't mean that's who's deploying it. It could be some other group that also worked on it and deployed it. The H5N1 was being worked on by two separate groups. It's the group in Tokyo that crossed the finish line first.
Yeah. And, I just say that, we've caught, China sending over some, heinous stuff, quite a bit. I can't reflect on what all that was, but I know we have complained to them several times about what they sent over, stuff in baby's milk and lead tainted toys and etc. So
And you're right, but think about this now. It could be that this is coming from China. That's true. It could be. The bath salt drugs are coming in from China. So it could be that they're lacing it with some kind of virus. On the other hand, you do have some people with very, very dark visions of possibilities for the future who are in a position to intercept the bath salts and other products and lace it with the virus, if indeed this is a virus. In the event, in preparation for the event where China turns on us, if that happens, you will suddenly see in the newspapers that they have finally cracked the code on this virus and traced it back to China. That's what they'll say. And that way the American public will be all ticked off and ready to do whatever they got to do. I mean, this, I'm just showing you both sides of how this can play.
By American.
Yeah, unfortunately in this case, I'm not sure that would protect us, but it might.
Yeah.
It might. Terry, thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Folks, if you're in the USA or Canada, please use the telephone, 623-444-5889. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you may use the flash message feature, and the flash message feature is on my website. You just go there and scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show, and when you see the picture about tonight's show, right above that picture is a link that says flash message, okay? And you can either call us or you can use the flash message feature. But if you're in Canada or the USA, please use that telephone number. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Scott from Alabama.
Hello, Sky. Turn your radio down for us.
I have it off.
Oh, okay.
You might be hearing the TV. Ocean, turn the TV down. I was listening yesterday on HLN News in the mornings. I always listen to the headlines while I'm having my coffee. Mm-hmm. And they had mentioned this zombie apocalypse, and they were telling everybody not to worry about it. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of made everybody, I guess it made me feel like, you know, it's almost to make you feel stupid, you know, to believe something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it has been covered on the news, and they have debunked it.
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, it looks to me like they set it up to debunk it, when in fact what's happening isn't zombie at all.
Right. And that was the first I'd heard of it. I thought, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And I started looking on the internet and I realized, oh, okay, I had to get up to speed. But another thing I wanted to say, and then I'll get off the phone, is maybe it's connected to the bath salts because the jails are overrun with people people with drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be one way to take out a lot of people on drugs. I mean,
it would do that.
You got to take them out right there.
It would do that. This whole thing that you're talking about with the media debunking it, you know, and you heard them probably quote the CDC on that, the same quote that I read tonight.
Yeah.
You probably heard that same thing. And so for all the mushrooms out there, they hear it and they say, oh, okay, well, there's nothing to it. But I bet they didn't tell you that the Department of the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, has said that this has been going on for 2 years in 34 states. I bet they didn't tell you that. It's not zombies, so they can't debunk the actual facts. The actual facts are it's real and it's happened in 34 states over 2 years. They can't debunk that fact. The DEA already made that claim public. So they can't debunk that. But if they set it up to make it look like zombie apocalypse, and then they debunk zombie apocalypse, then it looks like there's nothing to all of this. Well, yes, there is. Excuse me, CDC. Yes, there is. And
well,
CDC knows it.
Why would you want to say something and then debunk it? It doesn't even make any sense, but they do it all the time.
Yeah. They set up a straw man and then knock the straw man down and say, see, there's nothing to it. Well, there wasn't anything to the straw man to start with. It never was zombies. But whatever we want to call it, whatever it is, it's real. It's happening, and it's been happening for 2 years over a 34 state area. So
pretty scary, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty scary.
See, I don't listen to a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of TV shows. I read. I'm on the internet, and except for my HLN in the morning, and when I heard them say that, I thought, what is going on? So I got on the internet and I started doing some research, and I was thinking, gosh. You know, and then when I turned your show on tonight and realized you had it on, I thought, well, I got to listen to all of this.
Yeah. Were you surprised to find out how many of these there are?
Oh, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Sky, do you have your zombie defense kit there? Are you ready to defend yourself? The reason I ask is it's not zombies.
Right. All I know is that for 32 cents, I can probably stop somebody from chewing my face.
Okay. How do you do it for 32 cents?
That's not what a bullet's going to cost.
Oh. Well, now let me tell you. If they're on these bath salts, part of the effect of it is very similar to PCP. They don't feel pain. And one bullet's not going to do it.
That's true. That's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll get off here and let somebody else call. And thanks for doing the show. It's a great show tonight.
All right. Thank you for being here. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. What do you think about this, folks? I mean, some of you are hearing about this for the very first time tonight. You haven't heard about it at all, anywhere. As soon as the media picked up on the thing in Florida, people started talking about it on the internet. And then the thing in Maryland, then the thing in Canada. And it really started snowballing. Okay, it snowballed to the point where everybody's calling it the zombie apocalypse. And why? Well, they're calling it the zombie apocalypse because the CDC's man, Ali Khan, did a blog in which that's what he called this. And so now everybody's saying, oh, the zombie apocalypse. And now the CDC can run in under the fence and say, oh, now, wait a minute, folks. The CDC does not know of any virus or condition that would reanimate the dead or one that would present zombie-like symptoms. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because these are not zombies. Classic. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Leah from Tennessee.
Hello, Leah.
Hey, well, I'm betting they're going to turn around and say this is connected to this virus and call it a plague, and everybody has to get shots again.
Yeah.
And start pushing these shots. I mean, they, every time you turn around, they're trying to push it and force it down people, and now they keep finding new reason and new plagues and to make sure people get their shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just placing a wager within the year they'll be pushing shots.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to call it?
Oh, they'll probably say it's rabies, mutated rabies, not admitting they're the ones who started the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah.
Well.
And, you know, was it Jerome that had called and said it would take mixing two different things? That kind of makes sense where it's like you could take this bath salt, but these people, count on these people, will probably mix it with alcohol.
Well, it could be that.
And that could trigger it.
It could be. At this point, we just don't really know much. I mean, what Jeff and I have talked about here tonight is really about 100% of what there is to know about this so far.
Yeah.
There's not a whole heck of a lot to know.
It's scary. What's really scary of what for pharmaceuticals and whatever they're trying to do to us. You know, I guess call it the end game. I mean, nothing else has worked. They're going to go all out. This will be the last shot, I think.
That could be. Leah, you want to hang on through the break?
Oh, no, that was it.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, we'll be back, folks, right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are talking about what all over the internet is being referred to as the zombie apocalypse. And major media has addressed it, the CDC has addressed it, and what I have demonstrated for you here tonight is they're not zombies. It's real, it's happening, it's horrifying, it is frightening. It is going on. It's been going on for 2 years, according to the DEA, which is part of the U.S. government. And it's been going on. It's over a 34-state area. It is real. But it's not zombies. And what I also have demonstrated for you here tonight is what appears to me to be a CDC straw man operation, where they set up a straw man argument and then knock it down. And everybody thinks they have addressed the issue. They haven't. They haven't addressed the issue at all. Now, they're tuned in tonight. I guarantee you, they tune in almost every night, CDC. So they're hearing this. And guys, look, if you didn't intend it to look that way, if you didn't intend it to be that way, if you're really trying to address the issue, you need to clarify your statement. Because it looks like you set up a straw man argument by the blog that Ali Khan did. And then at the right time, you knock down the straw man using the word zombie. It's all technically true. That's what it looks like. If that's not your intention, you need to clarify your statement. Jeff, what do you think?
I'm starting to think Jeffrey Dahmer was a little ahead of his time.
You think he was ahead of his time, huh? Maybe he was.
He would have fit right in with the current events here.
Yeah. Except he was more cold, calculated, planning, and these are just, you know, outrageous explosive attacks.
Just people flipping out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to the telephone caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Haya from Victoria.
Hello, Haya.
Hi. I have a thought.
Okay.
And since those people are listening, I'd like to put it to them.
Okay.
After the Second World War, America and also Russia and Canada took in some of the worst Nazi war criminal scientists and employed them where they should have been put up in world court and prosecuted and then put to death for their war crimes.
Okay.
Some of these men, only because I had my father's half of the family exterminated in different camps. We had videos. I don't have it. I don't know where they went. But the things, the atrocities and the stuff these scientists would cook up, create viruses, create all sorts of problems. They were sadistic. Some of those men came back into North America.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me suspect that something like this that's going on would probably have to come from a level 6 lab. They have one out in eastern U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I think outside of New York. There's one. I'm pretty sure there's one in Africa. Not sure which area, but there's a few around.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, if this is, in fact, a virus, and I have to keep stressing if.
I know.
It seems to me that that's likely. But if it's a virus, then yes, you couldn't have done this in your garage. This would have to be done in a really advanced laboratory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, some funding would have had to go behind this one.
Yeah.
But there's also the black government and black ops.
Yeah.
We have a government that people see, and then there's, of course, the government that nobody sees that controls everything.
That's right. That's true. But, I don't know, and I cannot make an accusation. I mean, I'm like everybody else, I have suspicions. But, I can't make an accusation that it's our government or the Chinese government or any other government. I can't do that. I can't even prove that this is a virus that's doing it, but it sure looks like it. And we know that such a virus does exist, according to National Geographic and other documents that Jeff referenced. It does exist. All right, so...
And also think about the world we're living in today. I mean, the corruption is filtering through every country in the world, the corrupt governments, the scientists. We have a major division and polar opposites of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Take a look around us. I mean,
They're putting out food which is polluted, GMO, which is killing people and animals and destroying land. They're chem spraying. I can make a huge list. I did environmental studies. I mean, the list goes on, and it's coming from every country.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, but I do want to make it clear, I'm not accusing anybody. I don't have enough evidence to bring us to that point. I have enough evidence to say this thing is going on. And when they say it's not, they're saying there's no zombie apocalypse. And they are right. There's not. Because this is not zombies. It's bad enough. It may as well be zombies. But it's not. These are not zombies. And so, you know, they're telling the truth when they say there is no zombie apocalypse. But that doesn't mean there's not something.
So why,
what there
why
is...
deliberately go out there and put something misleading? It was deliberate on purpose.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
I suspect it was.
I mean, if somebody is that stupid in that position, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm willing to give them an out.
You know,
I'm willing to give them an out and to say, look, you know, if this was not a planned straw man operation, then you guys at CDC need to come out with a clear and corrected statement.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Victoria, we're out of time, but I want to thank Victoria. I mean, Haya from Victoria. Thank you. And
well, my middle name's Victoria as well.
Okay. Well,
okay, take care.
We're out of time. We have to run, and thank you so much. Jeff, closing thoughts on this?
You know, with all the bird flu going on, swine flu, all these pandemics that they've been getting us all riled up, it's a really poor April Fool's joke to be putting this up on a website that is somebody that's supposed to be protecting us against all these nasty viruses and diseases and stuff like that. Somebody needs to really come clean on this stuff.
I agree.
Something is going on. Something is absolutely going on.
I agree, and I don't know that they will come clean, because I suspect I have hit the nail on the head. I suspect that I have been right on target with what the CDC has done by calling it zombie apocalypse. Now, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope they come out with a clarified statement and say that Smith guy is nuts. I hope so. I mean, you know, that's fine with me. I hope so. But unless they come out with a clarified statement where they are not talking about zombies, then I have to assume they set this up to knock it down because they knew this was on the way. They knew it was about to hit, and they wanted a way to defuse it. That's what it looks like to me. Hey, folks, Jeff, hang on. I'll talk with you in just a moment. Folks, we're out of time. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You may call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.